Proclamation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The Gospel of the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. This old spiritual taken from the slavery times before the Civil War in the United States speaks of the plight of a people. There is no one else to trust in. Their lives are filled with despair and sadness. But even amid all the things that are wrong in their mundane lives, they still have some direction. They have not placed their hope and trust in someone, a person who may not care the least for them. But they put their trust and hope in a God that they cannot see, much like the Israelites of old. They put their trust and promise in a God who has held his hand out to them and has been there even when their fellow sisters and brothers had turned their backs on them. They put their trust and hope in God Almighty. In the gospel reading today, the people brought a possessed man to Jesus because they had trust and confidence in this prophet that they had heard so much about. When the demon was driven out, some proclaimed that he had done so by the power of the evil one. But there were those who knew the truth. That was why they took him to Jesus in the first place. Much like the slaves of old and those from the gospel, we have to be able to recognize and trust in the Lord. When things seem low and there doesn't look like an exit is in sight, we too have to trust in the Lord. When it seems as if just the bottom is about to fall out of everything, we too have to trust in the Lord. And when it seems as if there's nobody else to turn to, we too have to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die.